You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Seorang mantan kepala pemadam kebakaran mengatakan mereka akan mengadakan pertemuan yang membicarakan kebakaran hutan sendiri, sementara pemerintah absen dari isu perubahan iklim ini. Hal ini muncul di tengah kekhawatiran terulang kembalinya tragedi hari Sabtu Hitam atau Black Saturday tanpa diambilnya tindakan yang tepat. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan. Craig Lapsley yang mengawasi sistem recovery kebakaran selama respon kebakaran hari Sabtu Hitam pada tahun 2009 mengatakan perlu tindakan pencegahan untuk menghindari terulangnya tragedi yang menewaskan 173 orang tersebut.
The 2009 fires had a backdrop of 13 years of drought. The fuels were so dry. That's exactly what you're seeing in New South Wales and Queensland now. You're seeing long-term drought, which is impacting on fire behaviour that is different. And I think that's a fundamental issue. New South Wales Rural Fire Service this week have felt the pain of putting a backburn in, which is a legitimate tactic to put fire against fire. And that itself ran away in the night and caused impact on almost 20 houses or 20 dwellings or 20 structures. Now, I spoke to the commissioner myself. They were quite shocked by that. And you think about the firefighters that put that burn in, they'd be shocked themselves and probably traumatised that they put a fire in that then moved through their community. So it's got broad impacts. And the fact that we could see death, more destruction, displacement of communities are really key issues for Victoria to understand as we move into the season, but across Australia as we see it today.
Mantan dari Kepala Pelayanan Darurat Victoria ini merupakan salah satu dari 29 anggota pemimpin pelayanan darurat bagi aksi perubahan iklim, sebuah perkumpulan para mantan kepala pelayanan darurat. Mereka mengatakan tidak adanya kepemimpinan dalam kebijakan perubahan iklim memaksa mereka untuk mengadakan pertemuan mereka sendiri yang direncanakan akan diadakan pada bulan Maret tahun depan. Pertemuan ini akan berlangsung dengan atau tanpa kehadiran Perdana Menteri. Mantan Komisioner Pemadam Kebakaran dan Pertolongan New South Wales, Greg Mullins, mengatakan kebijakan pemerintah federal akan perubahan iklim sangat mengecewakan.
Look, unfortunately on the climate change front, Australia is not pulling its weight. Every year for the past 5 years under this government, our emissions have gone up. We opposed more measures to reduce emissions internationally in Madrid, which is an international embarrassment for this country when we're burning. And in terms of bushfires, the government was asked back in April, we asked them to put more funding into aircraft in accordance with a business case that they've sat on for nearly 2 years. And it was only last week that the Prime Minister finally caved in and put in a bit of extra funding. But it's a one-off and a little bit too late. But it will be welcome to the fire services, I know.
Para undangan pertemuan ini antara lain para pekerja pemadam kebakaran, para pemilik tanah pribumi, militer, para pekerja kesehatan, industri asuransi, dan pemerintah lokal. Seorang mantan komisioner dari pelayanan pemadam kebakaran dan darurat Queensland, Lee Johnson, mengatakan agenda pertemuan ini adalah dampak pada kesehatan dan bagaimana metode yang lebih baik untuk memerangi ancaman kebakaran saat ini. Ia menambahkan, ancaman kebakaran hutan saat ini telah berubah dan metode memerangi kebakaran secara tradisional tidaklah terlalu efektif lagi. Oleh karena itu, diperlukan cara baru untuk mengatasi masalah ini.
One of the big factors, and I think increasing factor in the Queensland situation, for example, is the increase of urbanisation and creep of structures into the peri-urban or the rural-urban interface, if you like. So the number of buildings that are now built within the bush and surrounded by bush has definitely increased, obviously, over time as the population grows. And that puts more and more property at risk, therefore more and more people at risk. And the intensity of the fires under extreme or catastrophic fire conditions, fire weather that we've been having means, well, you really can't fight these fires head on. Your building is not designed or built to withstand a firestorm from these kinds of fires. So it's just a very difficult situation, and it needs a lot of research and a lot of good thought to come up with new ideas.
Ketergantungan Australia pada energi batu bara menempatkan Australia sebagai salah satu penghasil karbon terbesar per kapita di dunia. Sementara itu, pemerintah bersikeras Australia akan mencapai target pengurangan emisi paling sedikit 26% segera pada tahun 2030, berbeda pada tingkat tahun 2005. Namun, analis independen mengatakan trending emisi mengalami kenaikan. Nampaknya Australia akan sulit mencapai target tersebut. Mullins mengatakan ia berharap pemerintah melakukan tindakan lebih aktif untuk segera mengurangi tingkat emisi.
Immediate things like additional money for aircraft, coordinating the military far better than it has been in the past when it was essentially ad hoc, working out what capabilities they can bring to bear to assist the emergency services. Medium-term measures to keep communities safe, and that includes building standards, community refuges, warning systems. But the long term, we need to look after future generations. We must take our place amongst countries that are actually doing something about emissions and climate change, or this country will continue to burn and flood and be hit by mega cyclones.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan perubahan iklim merupakan salah satu faktor dari banyak faktor lainnya. Namun, ia memastikan Australia telah melakukan usaha untuk memerangi perubahan iklim. Ia menambahkan, Australia tidak mampu memberikan dampak secara langsung pada insiden kebakaran tertentu karena hal tersebut mengakibatkan 1,3% global emisi. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.